Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Here's a conversation you might overhear on any evening commuter train.
Oh, brother, am I whipped.
Rough day, Jim?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. I got a headache, and I just feel kind of all in, all over. What makes it worse, this is bowling night.
And I can see you don't know about Alka-Seltzer.
What'd you say?
Alka-Seltzer. I certainly wouldn't let a headache interfere with something I wanted to do. Why don't you drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer when you get home? By dinner time, you'll feel like you could rack up a 300 game.
Yes, it's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. You try it the next time a headache or upset stomach or a tired, achy feeling keeps you from your activities. Ask at any drugstore for Alka-Seltzer.
Mrs. McGee has just received a notice from the post office, a notice she's been waiting impatiently for ever since... Well, here, listen to her.
McGee, come here quick.
Now, what's the matter? Now, don't get excited. Just hold your finger over the hole so the basement don't get flooded, and I'll run and get my toolbox and have that fixed in no time.
What are you talking about?
That spot I soldered on the water heater. Didn't it split open again?
No.
Well, then what the heck are you talking about?
This card from the post office. Aunt Sarah's package is waiting for us. The one she wrote about that she wouldn't tell us what was in it?
Is that all?
Aren't you all excited? She said it was a big box.
Ah, so what? 20 years ago, when I was young and naive, and it got close to Christmas time, and the dear, rich-loaded old lady sent us a box, I thought it might be a year's supply of money. But today, I'm older and wiser.
Oh.
Every Christmas, she sends me one of them homemade 6-foot neckties of hers that I wouldn't be caught hung from a tree branch with. Those multicolored monstrosities of hers that
Oh, McGee, stop it. That's no way to talk about a sweet old lady who spends 3 months of every year knitting things just for us.
Why don't you knit us something we can use? Like a $50 bill. I don't even care if it isn't my size.
Well, this package is not a Christmas present. She said it was a special surprise for both of us. But if you're not interested, skip it. We'll just let the package sit there at the post office. I'll call them and tell them to send it back. Tell them we don't want it because I...
Now, wait a minute. Put the phone down. I mean, not that I care, but as long as you're so anxious...
Oh, good. You back the car out. I'll get my hat and coat and meet you in the driveway. Oh, I wonder what the package is. She said in her letter it's a big box. Now, you make a left turn here at the grade school, McGee. We want the main post office.
The main post office? I thought we were going to the branch office over...
Good heavens, slow down. This is a school zone.
Gee whiz, I just barely made the corner. I thought we were going to our regular post office.
Wait a minute. Look, they're at the school. Isn't that Teeny beating on the door there?
Huh? Yeah. What the heck's she doing out in front of the school? It's 10 o'clock. She ought to be inside having class.
Pull over. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah. Well... Looks like they got her locked out or something.
Hey, let me in, somebody. Come on, you in there. Open this door.
Boy, that's a new one. Teeny trying to break into school instead of trying to break out.
Yeah, I wonder what's going...
Won't say anything now. Let's just sit here and see what happens.
Hey, in there. Somebody open up. I want to go to the...
What on earth is... Oh, it's you again.
Oh, hi, Mr. Franklin.
That's the principal.
I didn't mean to bother you, Mr. Franklin, but, hey, can I come in now, can I, to school?
No, I'm very sorry, Teeny, but regulations are regulations, and you can't come in.
Oh, I think you're being unfair, Mr. Franklin. Where does it say that in the regulations? Teeny can't come to this school today, huh? Where does it say that? Where does it, huh?
Now, I don't care to discuss it with you.
Oh, dear, what in the world is going on?
Your teacher told you and I told you.
Yeah, but this school is supposed to teach little kids from the age of 6 to 12, isn't it?
Well, of course, but...
So why can't I bring my dog Margaret in? He's 7, and he's missed 1 year already, so why can't I? Oh,
So that's it. Dog followed her to school again.
Poor Mr. Franklin. No wonder his hair is as white as...
Now, look here. Both of you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you go on home together, and one of you come back alone, and I don't mean Margaret. Now, I don't want to hear another peep out of you.
Yeah, but Mr. Franklin, my next class is nature study, and we're going to study dogwood. And after that, we got European history, and he's a German police dog, so I'm sure he'll be interested in all that. So I figured...
Well, come on, kiddo. Let's go over and see if we can straighten this out before Franklin blows his lid. The package can wait.
Teeny, I'm warning you. I'm losing my patience. Now you take that dog.
You better hurry, Molly. Teeny will wind up getting a little secret card if she doesn't watch out. Come on.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
The fun you have is good for you. You need it, you deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. Try it. For refreshing relief for a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
All right, all right, all right. Now it's all settled, huh, Teeny?
Well, okay.
Thank goodness. I'm glad you folks stopped by. It's been a very trying morning.
Yes. Well, now we'll take Margaret back home for you, Teeny, and Mr. Franklin will let you go on into school by yourself.
That's the only thing to do, sis.
Yeah, but don't you forget, Mr. Franklin, I can take my books home and read to Margaret, like you said, and I can have extra exam papers at the end of the term to see if he was paying attention.
Yes, yes, just come to my office after school and I'll make all the arrangements.
And I can have gold stars to put on Margaret's papers.
Oh, yes.
Now say goodbye to your dog and...
I only give them to him if he deserves them, like Miss Yeagley does to me.
Good, now say goodbye to Margaret and let's be on...
Work hard and you get them. Don't and you flunk. No teacher's pets with me, boy. I'll just...
I said say goodbye to Margaret and go on in the school.
Yes, dear. We've got to go at the post office and pick up a package.
Okay. Bye, Margaret.
Thanks very much, both of you.
Glad to help, Mr. Yeah. Franklin.
Well, let's get going. Come on, Margaret. Get in the car. Let's go.
Oh, dear. Oh, that dog's going to be trouble,
yeah,
McGee.
He's a big one, too. I got his collar.
Come on, Margaret. Behave yourself.
I'll pull the front end. You push the back end. Come on. Get in there. Come on, boy. In we go. Get in there. Push, Molly.
I am pushing. Oh, if this is the most exasperating thing, I'm dying to see what Aunt Sarah sent. Margaret! Stop acting like a man. Get in there, you silly, stubborn
dog.
Come on.
Dog. Up with you. Molly's in the post office now, Doc, picking it up. It's from Aunt Sarah.
Ah, the same old chivalrous McGee.
Yep.
You sit here in the car like a lump while your wife lugs a heavy box.
Well, I had to stay here with that dad-ratted monster. How I ever got into this. Ah, shut up. And get your muddy feet off of that seat.
Oh, you hurt his feelings.
He hasn't got any feelings. Look at what he did to the back of our car. Mud all over the seats, chewed up the armrest, tore up my newspaper, and get your wet nose out of my ear. You're not getting out of this car much as I wish you could.
Boy, it sure is a mess back there.
Look at it.
Why didn't you take the mutt home and tie him up in Teeny's yard and then go...
Molly couldn't wait to see what was in the package from Aunt Sarah, and anyway, we're nearly here, and besides, who'd ever think a dog could do this much damage in 7 minutes?
Well, they're not all that way, although any dog of Teeny's is automatically...
Oh, here comes Molly now. Over here, kiddo. I found a parking space.
Oh, the box from Aunt Sarah's just huge, McGee, and the men are... Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. I've just been getting a rundown on the misbehavior of Margaret here. Some dog, huh?
Oh, what a pest. Teeny loves him, though, but a worse-behaved dog I've never seen.
What happened to your hat?
He snatched it off my head while I was trying to get out of the car, Doctor. I think he was after these feathers here, you see.
Oh, put it away, Molly. Hide the hat. Hide the hat. I just got him clammed down. Shut up, Margaret. That ratted silly goof.
You two sure have your hands full.
Oh, I'll be so glad to get him to Teeny's house and tie him up. I wouldn't go through this again for all the teas in Tutti Frutti. Oh, here they come, McGee. Here come the men with the box.
Boy, that is a big one. Over here, fellas.
Easy, man. Sit down a minute. I gotta get my breath.
Wow. What is it, a piano?
Oh, I don't know, but... Oh, I nearly forgot. This letter came with it, McGee.
Well, read it, kiddo. Read it. Maybe she's sending us a new refrigerator. Or a sports car, even. It's big enough to be...
She says here, Dear Molly and husband. Last month, my prize-winning Great Dane, Countess Hugely of Barkington, had her first litter of pups, and as a surprise, I'm shipping you three...
What?
Oh, no. This is awful. I can't. Just a minute with that box there, boys.
Yeah, hold it, fellas. Send it back. Get in for us. You got the wrong people. My name is Jones. Come on, Molly. Let's get out of here.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, Mother, after a long and tiring day, and by the time you feed the family and get the youngsters off to bed, you certainly deserve and need to relax a little. But sometimes you may be just too wound up to relax. Well, for such times, remember this. Miles Nervine soothes nervous tension so you can relax. It helps you keep calm. Miles Nervine is easy to buy at all drugstores, and it's pleasant to take, too, in either effervescent tablets or liquid. Take Miles Nervine during the day to relax or before bedtime for sound, relaxing sleep. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Yes, to soothe nervous tension and help you relax. Remember, Miles Nervine.
Talk to the guy on the phone, Molly. He said they'll feed the pups and look after them and send them back to Aunt Sarah on the next train. They'll be okay, so stop worrying.
Yeah, but they were awfully cute, though. I wish we had kept one.
Do you know how much those dogs eat?
Yes.
And how noisy they are?
Sure.
And how they track up the rugs and the floors?
Yes. But just think, if I'd have worried about things like that 30 years ago, I wouldn't have married you either.
Huh? Oh. So long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Mr. Franklin was Joseph Kearns. And Margaret the Dog was feelingly played by Bill Thompson. Well, so much for Aunt Sarah and her package. Tomorrow is another day. And if you know our Mr. McGee, you know that when it comes to making a medical diagnosis, he feels that Doc Gamble has little on him. What's more, he sets out to prove it. It all adds up to lots of fun, and this is John Wald inviting you to join in tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Daytime Companion, weekday, November 7th on NBC Radio.